At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is an ancient plant-based medicine that simultaneously heals and energizes the body as it soothes the mind. Making fine tea is a blend of artistry and craftsmanship. The $200 billion tea trade is fundamentally local, yet exerts global influence, employing millions to enhance the well-being of all. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. The Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, CSRD, will apply to 50,000 companies worldwide in 2026. Sri Lanka tea exports strengthened in 2024 on steady production gains. And tea is trending in 2025, reports Whole Foods Market. Plus, a frigid Toronto Tea Festival creates warm ties. The Toronto Tea Festival, one of the fastest-growing tea gatherings in North America, convenes annually during the Chinese New Year celebration. By design, this year's event is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Toronto Reference Library on Saturday and Sunday. That's this weekend, February 1st and 2nd. Tickets are available at the door. Founder Tao Wu and his sister Mingzhou Gao, who manages the event, consider the more than 4,000 attendees to be like family guests. Wu, 41, grew up in Wuhan, China, a city of 250,000 people, surrounded by 150,000 acres of tea. Wu Yi is famous for its oolong teas. He remembers fondly the traditional gatherings of families who spared no expense to be together for the Lunar New Year. Since 2013, he has shared his vision with the support of the Tea Guild of Canada volunteers. Tao joins us today to discuss this year's event, A Journey Through Terroir. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What happens when businesses along the tea supply chain get together and support women and children in tea communities? The Mother and Child-Friendly Seal for Responsible Business is creating long-term positive impacts, making your cup of Ceylon tea all the sweeter. Learn more at srilanka-motherandchildseal.org.
Up to 50,000 companies worldwide, including several hundred tea brands, exporters, manufacturers, and thousands of food service and beverage manufacturers supplying Europe, must compile annual reports on a wide variety of sustainability information. The European Commission's Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, CSRD, mandates more than just disclosing carbon emissions. Businesses must also quantify pollution, water usage, biodiversity impacts, supply chain ethics and social impacts like labor practices and community relations. The assessment covers 1,100 qualitative and quantitative data points. While primarily targeting EU-based companies, the CSRD also extends its requirements to non-EU companies if they meet specific criteria. Given the complexity and scope of the CSRD, non-US-based tea companies should begin preparations now to facilitate compliance and avoid potential legal and financial penalties. On January 1st, all publicly held companies in the EU with annual revenue of 50 million euros and 250 employees began compiling sustainability data for their initial report. Large EU-based private companies that meet the criteria must also comply. Small and medium-sized SMEs, insurance companies, and credit institutions have until January 1st, 2026 to begin filing mandatory reports due in 2027. Non-EU parent companies, including those based in the United States and Canada with significant EU operations, must comply by 2028 and submit their first reports in 2029. Criteria include a European net turnover of more than 150 million euros, or a European subsidiary that generates a net turnover of 50 million euros, employs 250 people, or has 25 million euros in assets. Food Steps, a food and beverage sustainability platform that helps businesses reduce cost and risk transitioning to net zero, recently distributed an executive brief to help food business executives. The 8-page white paper offers a methodology for compliance and provides some helpful insights. Copies are free to download at www.foodsteps.earth. Food systems account for nearly a third of global greenhouse gas emissions and are the leading driver of biodiversity loss, writes Food Steps. Quote, to avoid the catastrophic consequences from both the climate and ecological crises, we must bring positive change to our food systems, and fast, end quote. Business Insight. Richard Barker, a professor at Oxford University Business School and a member of the International Sustainability Standards Board, writes that, quote, transitions such as these are not philanthropic, but business decisions to enhance economic value. Companies that better manage climate-related risks and opportunities will be the suppliers of choice. Viewed in terms of share price performance and access to capital, investors want to understand how any business is responding to these risks and opportunities. Reporting on sustainability to investors is not a compliance exercise, but a communication of value creation and business resilience, end quote. Ceylon Tea experienced a year of recovery and growth with increases in both earnings and volume and expansion in market share with several trading partners. Revenue from Sri Lankan tea exports totaled 1.43 billion U.S., about 433 billion rupees, through December 2024, compared to sales totaling 1.31 billion in 2023. Volume topped 245 million kilos, a 9% increase year-on-year of 3.9 million kilos compared to 2023. Tea production in December totaled 21.7 million kilos. Quote, all elevations recorded an increase compared with the corresponding month in 2023, end quote, according to the Tea Exporters Association of Sri Lanka. The free onboard average price per kilo for this period stood at about $5.84 per kilo. That's roughly 1,763 rupees, up 43 cents from an average of $5.41 per kilo in 2023. Van Rees described, quote, a buoyant market, end quote, in the last week of January, stating that the auction volume in Colombo was 12,610 packages, totaling 6.4 million kilos. Quote, the leafy market was strong. Cumulative production January through November 2024 totaled 239 million kilos, up 1% compared to the same period in 2023. The mix of trading partners is stable and the amount of tea they buy is on the upswing. Iraq, the top trading partner in 2024, imported 34.23 million kilos through December, a 5% increase compared to 2023. Russia, the number two buyer, increased orders by 10% to 24.98 million kilos. Sales to the UAE were up 14% to 21 million kilos. Demand from Turkey fell 42% to 17.3 million kilos, and shipments to China decreased by 6% by volume. Azerbaijan and Iran imported 10.4 million kilos each, ranking 6th and 7th. Iran imports increased by 60% compared to 2023. Sri Lanka exported 111,000 metric tons of bulk tea in 2024 and 102,000 tons of tea in packets. In 2024, tea bag exports totaled 25.5 metric tons. Instant tea and green tea combined accounted for around 7,000 metric tons. Whole Foods Markets, a division of Amazon.com, annually publishes a top 10 food trends report that lists tea's time as the number 5 trend in 2025. Quote, there's tea talk everywhere you turn, both in flavor popularity for food like desserts and granola, chai, Earl Grey, London Fog, new steeping formats, tea strips, cold brew bags for water bottles and pounders, and a wave of new products like plant-based milk teas and sparkling teas. Vintage-inspired adult tea parties are poised to replace happy hour as customers looking for function can seek out brews with added adaptogens and benefits. We love how this new trend plays off past trends like new brew Yapon and a better boost energy drink. Products are singled out by an expert panel known as the Trends Council. The top trend this year is international snacking. Quote, the snack aisle is the perfect place for disruption with brands taking on salty snacks like popcorn and adding global flavors to create fusion foods that have mass appeal, end quote. Dumplings were named number 2. Quote, dough pockets with a typically savory filling, usually cooked by boiling, steaming, or pan frying, these products have displayed several new trends. Many are authentic to a founder's cultural roots and ripe for fusion and unexpected mashups, end quote. Whole Foods describes the third top trend as crunch, a texture of the moment. Quote, from crispy grains and granola to sprouted and fermented nuts to roasted chickpeas and mushroom chips, consumers are increasingly reaching for these items to enhance meals and add texture to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, end quote. Hydration hype made the list at number 4. Quote, consumers want more from their H2O these days, seeking added electrolytes and hydration in more innovative forms. It's impossible to ignore the trend at food and beverage trade shows where you find popsicles with electrolytes, sparkling coconut water, chlorophyll water, and even protein water. New players like Cactus Waters and other better-for-you competitors are emerging to challenge sugary and artificially colored sports drinks. Business Insight. My favorite section of the report is Try the Trend, which lists specific products available at Whole Foods that caught the Trends Council's eye. In tea, these include Heritage Coffee Cardamom Chai Ice Cream, Cola Goodies Sri Lankan Milk Tea Latte, 1 Degree Organic Foods Coconut Hibiscus Tea Infused Granola, Twirl Jasmine Pu'er Melt Tea. I gotta try that one. Camellia Grove Kombucha Oolong Tea Kombucha, Van Leeuwen Blue Jasmine Tea Ice Cream Bars, Remedy Organics Super Chai Fuel, Bubby's Melt Tea Mochi, Big Heart Tea Company's Minty Blue Herbal Tea, Tea Pig's Cold Brew Peach and Mango, and Monte Party Sparkling Yerba Mate. Whole Foods offers 2 more examples as private label offerings. Whole Foods Market Bakery Figgy Foggy Chantilly Cake and Whole Foods Market Bakery Vanilla Earl Grey scone. Next, Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's India Tea News.
India Tea News for the week ending 31st January 2025. With first flush around the corner, tea producers in Darjeeling and Assam are being vocal with their concerns and demands. Several planter bodies in Darjeeling have written to the tea board and the government, flagging the tea problems. In a letter written to the tea board by the Indian Tea Association on 28th January, they've offered insights into how imports are handled by Kenya, Sri Lanka, and Indonesia, which could be something India can adopt regarding regulation, food safety requirements, and expectations. We've also asked for a mandatory auction for teas imported from Nepal. The Small Tea Growers Association of Jalpaiguri has written to the West Bengal government on the early closure of gardens as stipulated by the Tea Board last year and explained why this affects them negatively. The Northeast Confederation of Small Tea Growers has written to the Prime Minister regarding the uncontrolled import of tea from Kenya, Nepal, and other countries on India's domestic tea industry. They point out the irony of stopping plucking early in winter to prevent oversupply while importing high volumes of tea. The planters' bodies have also flagged data discrepancies related to imports. As per Tea Board of India data, between January and October 2024, the total import was 16.47 million kilos, with 1.63 million kilos from Kenya and 13.01 million kilos from Nepal. However, data published by the Kenyan Tea Board points to an export of 11.53 million kilos from Kenya to India and a 288% increase in import volume. That makes India the largest importer of Kenyan tea for 2024. The average sale price was 156 rupees per kilo. Planters have questioned this data discrepancy and are asking the Tea Board to end duty-free imports. Tea Board of India has also issued plucking dates for 2025. Tea gardens in North India are closed for plucking in winter beginning late November. As per the Tea Board order, gardens in the Duaras Terai, Bihar can resume plucking on February 17th. Sikkim and Darjeeling can start on February 27th, and Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand will begin plucking on March 7th. With this, the first flush season will officially start in the north. Planter bodies have expressed concern at the delay in plucking as they say the bushes will be ready for plucking sooner. And lastly, Tata Consumer Products took home some awards at the 11th Indian Marketing Awards on 29th January, held in Bombay. For the tea, Tata Tea Gold Premium won a gold award in the Best Use of TV category for their Odisha Day campaign, and the silver in the Best Use of Physical Space award for their Desh Ke Dhage campaign. Tata's Chakra Gold won gold in the local regional market-specific campaign for their Pongal campaign and a bronze medal for best use of technology for their Navratri campaign. Tata Tea Gold won a silver in the brand identity packaging category for their Durga Puja campaign. Brand has been customizing its advertising for regional audiences with a hyper-local approach to acknowledge cultural and regional tea preferences. Really, that's paying off.
And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hi, I'm Nish. I grew up in an organic tea farm and I founded Nepal Tea Collective in 2016. Tea is not just a beverage for me, but a catalyst for social change, sustainably empowering hardworking artisans like my parents for the past 30 years. I'm on a mission to make the whole world aware of the goodness of Nepali teas and the good that comes from supporting growers in this remarkable land. If you haven't tasted Nepali teas yet, you're missing out. Our award-winning teas are making headlines. Find out why. Visit Nepal Tea Collective's website to get a free sample of this extraordinary taste of the Himalayas. That's nepalteacollective.com. Or just send me an email at nish, N-I-S-H, at nepalteacollective.com. Cheers.
The Toronto Tea Festival, one of the fastest-growing tea gatherings in North America, convenes annually during the Chinese New Year celebration, by design. This year's event is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Toronto Reference Library on Saturday and Sunday. That's this weekend, February first and second. Tickets are available at the door. Founder Tao Wu and his sister Mingzhou Gao, who manages the event, consider the more than 4,000 attendees to be like family guests. Wu, 41, grew up in Wuhan, China, a city of 250,000 people, surrounded by 150,000 acres of tea. Wuyi is famous for its oolong teas. He remembers fondly the traditional gatherings of families who spared no expense to be together for the Lunar New Year. Since 2013, he has shared his vision with the support of the Tea Guild of Canada volunteers. Tao joins us today to discuss this year's event, A Journey Through Terroir. Tao Wu, a second-generation tea trader, arrived in Canada in 2007 after working in mainland China with his father and uncle, a tea exporter. He traveled to many different tea regions during his youth to learn about tea. He founded Tao Tea Leaf in 2009, an award-winning full-service tea retail store and wholesaler in the fashionable Yorkville area of Toronto. Known best for an extensive selection of over 180 teas, his specialty is loose-leaf Chinese teas, but he also stocks teas from Japan, India, South America, and Africa with an extensive line of USDA-certified organic teas. Tao is a graduate of George Brown College and is a certified sommelier. I'm very pleased to introduce Tao Wu, a friend and fine retailer from Toronto, Canada, who founded the Toronto Tea Festival with his sister. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Dan. And hello, all the tea lovers. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Tao, you've hosted over 25,000 tea lovers since 2013 and countless more in your Yonge Street shop. Describe your inspiration for the first edition of the Toronto Tea Festival and why you scheduled the event in the dead of winter.
First, I think it's about my personal passion to share about the tea because I'm from China. Wuyi Oolong, it has a rich tea history in my hometown. So I think that's kind of the natural in my mindset. From the beginning, like you mentioned earlier, when you first come to our shop, we offer a unique experience. Like you've been in China, you visit and I offer you a cup of tea, explain how things works. We also offer many tea workshops through our retail operation. So we can see people like this. The more I did for a tea workshop or tea tasting, then it bring me an idea. One day, I want to create a large event, not just me myself to talk about tea, because I can only focus on Chinese teas, but there are such big different tea cultures around the world. If we can bring those people, let's say from Japan, from different countries, to show their experience, they can learn, they can enjoy what in their cups. I think that's how inspired me to start with this event. And now it's become one of the important part in my life. Because especially the time we choose, usually it happens on the beginning of the end of January or beginning of February, depends which weekend come first. So it usually very close to the Chinese New Year.
Right.
So I think it's kind of important part for us to celebrate this.
How do the Chinese celebrate the New Year with tea?
The Chinese New Year is the biggest festival during the year. All the family members gather together. So it doesn't matter how far you are, people are trying back home to celebrate this New Year with their families. So when we get back home or when family member come back home, we will make a nice cup of tea, kind of a tool for your parents, for your grandparents to show that respect. Even sometimes we teach our, for example, the parents will teach their children to
give a cup of tea to their grandparents to show that respect. And also, on the other hand, during the Chinese New Year, you have lots of food. The tea can really help you to, after the big dinner, if you have a cup of tea, people can talk. Also, it helps your body digest. I think that's a too important part for the Chinese from my view.
About 1,000 people attended the first show. That's quadrupled over the years. Will you describe who attends now and how the crowd has changed?
I think last year we did about more than 4,000 or 5,000 between the kind of numbers. The first year when we first start, it's about close to 1,000, but because it's just a single day. And also the first year, because it's new, we mainly see the people who are kind of the tea connoisseurs, real tea lovers. But now, those days, you can see there are mix of age range. So we also see lots of young people in this in the crowd, because they really want to explore the world of tea. But I think the tea festival is a great place for them to see, because now two type of people now mixed type of tea drinker will come. Doesn't matter they are casual tea drinker, they just want something in their cup, or they really into tea, like tea lovers. They want to learn from the tea expert. Because what we do, we have we invite the tea vendors, tea expert for the workshops, and also like from the tea ceremonies from each country to show the diversity of the tea from around the world. Yeah, another one, second type is people who are interested in the well-being, like health, because they know tea is healthy for them, but they don't know too much about it. That's why they come to the event, they talk to the tea expert, talk to the tea vendor, to learn what tea can bring more health benefit to them. I think that's one. Second one, the last one would be, for example, people who are really into food culture, like foodies. So because tea is part of an important drink in a food. So I think there are lots of things to learn. As you can see, tea you can drink by itself. You can add sugar and milk. You can even people cook with tea. So there are many ways. So I think this also brings part of audience to the event.
Will you tell me a little bit about what you see as trends among the tea sellers at the show?
First, it's not a trade show. It's all like we can call like a tea lovers show or consumers show. When there comes the event, they can talk to the tea drink directly. They can receive some direct feedback from people who drink their tea. It's a very friendly environment. People make good connection there. Doesn't matter if it's tea lover or tea vendors. So they make friends. They can share their insight of tea products. Or they can see other vendors who they are selling. I think that's also help to develop their own products. We see the vendors. We have many vendors. They keep returning back from the first time, which is means that's another sign to show they are happy with the result.
This year's themes include pairing tea and foods and a better understanding of terroir. Which workshops over the years have been the most popular?
One is the tea ceremony, because I mean that's very visualized workshop. People can see and the people who demonstrate the tea ceremony, they making their tea in very different way, and they are dressed in a kind of a traditional clothing. So I think that's the first very visualized. People can see then that bring lots of people. And two is like the tea workshop from tea expert, like Kevin from Camellia Sinensis. So Kevin give a great insight behind how tea being produced, how is the tea like in the local than how they bring to North America. I think people like to are really interested in the rich history, story, experience behind that too. And also the third part is the health benefit, because people really want to know what tea can help them to keep stay healthy. And then like the other kind of the foodie culture thing, like this year we're gonna have wine and tea tasting, which is sponsored by the Niagara College. So this is a very unique event people like to see, because, you know, in general, people will never connect tea with, for example, wine or other food. But in the past, we've done, I think, tea and chocolate, tea and wine, you know. And this one year, we did a tea and cocktail. It's very popular because those give attendees an idea what they can use this tea for. To experience in their own life, they can do that way by themselves. They want to experience that.
What has surprised you most about the show?
I think a big surprise for a show is we keep seeing it's growing. I think now it's actually become a challenge for me, because one way we like to see a crowd, but on the other way, we want to offer a better experience for the attendees. For example, some people say, oh, because it's too crowded, they don't have a chance to really spend some time with the vendor to talk, to see this. So I think that's become a sweet program for us. We're looking for a big venue to how to grow the tea festival.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.